able to be living in God's blessings, not our issues. How many of y'all got a problem living in the issue rather than the blessings of God? We want to deal with ourselves, don't we? But we got blessings from God that take care of those issues and cancel them out. Amen? But here's the point I want to make. I guess the main point, using the new sermon outline today. Main point is this. Again, lesson me in 2023. When we're struggling with whatever issues that we have or problems that we're dealing with, is when we need less of us, less of me, and more of you, Jesus. When we're dealing with those problems, we want to get ourselves selfish out there, don't we? We want to get that self-pity party. Amen? But what we truly need is more Jesus in us. Instead of getting ourselves around, we need to get Jesus ingrained in every aspect of our mind, our body, our soul. Amen? Amen. I remember a time, y'all may remember that, things like that. And we all have past, don't we? We all have past. Some of our past, we grew up in church, didn't we? Some of our past, we didn't grow up in church. Some of our past, we grew up in church, ran away, came back. Amen? But we all have a past, don't we? How many of y'all know that no matter which way you grew up, in church back, or left and came back, or stayed the whole time, or later on, just kind of get to church. We all got issues, don't we? We all got problems. We all do stuff that we shouldn't do. Amen? I remember a time when I got really angry at somebody. Y'all sitting there going, what? Pastor can't get angry at nobody. Hey, we're all still human, aren't we? We all still get angry at people. But I remember a time when I got so angry at somebody that I was really mean to them. How many of y'all are being mean to somebody when you're mad and you're angry? Even after we become Christians. Amen? How about you at home? Give me an amen or a thumbs up. I was mean, though, to the point that our generation today would probably start crying because I hurt your feelings. Y'all remember what it was like back then? When you hurt somebody's feelings, you didn't care about it, did you? They didn't start crying, though, but they were really upset. But I was mean to the point that I hurt their feelings really bad. Almost to the point of being a bully to them. How many of y'all have been there? How many of y'all have done that? Some may say that I'm still mean. Carol's not here, so I can get away with that one. Some of y'all might say I'm still mean today. But when we're young, we don't care who we hurt, do we? We don't care what we do. We don't care or think about the results and the consequences of our actions. What I really needed at that time was a lot less of me in that situation. Amen? I needed less of me in 2023. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt so angry at somebody? It just went into a fit of rage at somebody or the situation itself. How did you handle it? How do you still handle it today? Because I know we still got issues today, don't we? Do you handle it in your own fleshly state? I know I do still sometimes. Amen. And again, we're still human. Do you do like me? Do you do a whole lot more of me in the midst instead of a whole lot more of Jesus? But what we really need to handle it is our blessing from God. Not in our flesh. Not in our me flesh. In our issues. Amen? Let's look at what God tells us about living in His blessings. He wants us to live by the Holy Spirit and not in the me mode. Not in my mode. Not in all. It's all about me. How many of y'all know we still got a society that lives like that? Amen? He tells us this in Galatians 5:22-23. NIV version says this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and what? Self-control. We all got a problem with that last one, probably, don't we? Against such things there is no law. Read that again. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. That's what blessings that we're to live in. That's the blessings of God. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is the blessings that God gives us as a way of living compared to where we are and what we've been doing. Amen. If we can't let our carnal self go, He can and will move us. Or if we can't, I'm sorry, I said that the wrong way. If we can let our carnal selves go, He can and He will move us to live in the blessings of the Lord. Amen. What God needs is less of me in 2023. Amen. God tells us that if we're not living by the blessings of the Holy Spirit, that we're living how? By the flesh. Galatians 5:19-21. He says this. Galatians 5:19-21. The act of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery. Idolatry and witchcraft. Hatred. And we also have a problem with hatred. Amen. Discord. Jealousy. Still got problems with there, though. Here's the one we're talking about really today. Fits of rage. Yes, that's the anger thing. Selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will what? We will not inherit the kingdom of God. When we live in our flesh, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. We're living by the world, and we're not at peace with our souls, are we? So we're not happy in our lives when we're walking in the flesh. We're mean people that nobody wants to be around when we get like that in the flesh. Amen. We're drowning in our issues and conditions. What are we doing right now? What are you doing right now? Are you living by the flesh? Or are you living by the Holy Spirit today? Are you in your me self mode? Or are you in the blessings of God and the Spirit of love that He has for us? What we need is less of us in 2023. Amen. For those of us that are living by the flesh and not by the Holy Spirit, take heart. Everybody say, take heart.
Take heart.
There is something what? Better. There's something better than us living by our flesh and not by the Holy Spirit. There's something more than the conditions and the issues that each one of us might be wallowing in today. Think about how much better our lives would be, as well as all those around us, if we would live in God's blessings and not His flesh. Amen. Instead of sexual immorality and purity, we can have love and faithfulness. Instead of hatred, discord, and rage, we can have peace, kindness, and gentleness. Instead of drunkenness or other addictions like drugs, shopping. Hey, shopping can be an addiction just as bad as everything else. Amen. If it keeps you out of church and from doing God's will and living in this, by the Holy Spirit. Amen. But instead of drunkenness and other addictions, we can have joy and self-control in each one of our lives. Amen. Are you ready to make the changes needed to make our lives, your lives, more blessed? Are you ready to make the changes needed to make your lives more fruitful? Are you ready to make the changes to make your lives more joyous. Amen. John 3:30 says this. It tells us what must happen in order for us to do that. He must become greater. I must become less. Amen. He must become greater. We must become less. Again, it's time to live in our blessing, not our issues. Less of me in 2023. Are you ready for less of me or less of you? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your message today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your truth in your word today, Jesus. Lord, as always, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the blessings of living by the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. Lord, if anybody here or watching at home, Lord, Lord, they need to make that change, Lord. Lord, I pray right now that you'll put that so hard on their heart, Lord, that they either fall to their knees or where they're sitting right now, Jesus. And just ask you to get their true flesh away from them right now, Lord. Lord, it's not about them. It's not about me. Jesus, it's all about you. We need to have you front and center of our lives, Lord. We're never going to be happy unless we're living in those blessings that you have for us, Jesus. Lord, again, I ask you, just each day that we wake up throughout this year, Lord, Lord, may we just, may you impress upon our heart that we need to have less of me and more of you each and every day that we wake up, Jesus. Lord, may I ask that you put somebody in front of us, Lord. Lord, that we can tell about your mercy, your grace, and your changing salvation, Lord. Lord, it can change us from the fleshly walks that we had, Lord. Lord, into the blessing living creatures that you see in front of us today, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. As we come for the final song, in your name I pray. Everybody said?